You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Ooh, what a game.
Yep, that was a good
one. A few folks, we're gonna open the doors to the church. I wonder if Nick gonna drop jump on out of it still. Nick said, let me ask him, hold on. Oh, there you go. There you go.
What up, bro?
What's up, man?
What up, man?
I almost ain't even come on.
I just sent the text asking if you were.
I was just about to hit you up and be like, you know what, man? Fuck all this shit, man.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, man, what a game. Man, I don't even know where to begin.
What game you want to talk about?
Well, y'all first? Start, man.
Let's start with the Houston Baltimore game because that was crazy too, even though it ended with a blowout.
I mean, I think there was a lot of rust in the first half. We saw, I was at, you know, like I told y'all, I was at the movies. I went and saw Founders Day. For whatever reason, I thought that movie was about a fraternity, but that's neither here nor there. But it was absolute ass. But yeah, so when I came to the crib and saw it was 10-10, I was like, what the hell is going on? But Kyle said, you know, they were rusty and Lamar came out and he did MVP things and, you know, it was a wrap. They just pressed downhill from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically that game in a nutshell. Houston had the opportunity to take the lead at the end of the first half and their kicker let them down as well.
Okay.
So after that, Lamar came right out the second half. They marched down the field, scored a touchdown. And I expected CJ to come back and score again, but they couldn't do nothing with them boys. There was nothing they could do.
Now, I was more surprised that it was the game that I was expecting. Like, I was like, if Lamar loses this game, like, it was one of them games where, like, I didn't think that he would because of how good he's playing, but at the same time, CJ Stroud is good. And at the same time, you know, certain teams, they get hot and they just, you know, they hot. And I thought that CJ was going to cut up this Ravens defense, but it didn't work. Like, the Ravens defense is legit, man. I think the Ravens should win the Super Bowl this year. I'll say that right now. Like, no matter who you put, I'm talking about facing Patty, Josh Allen, they already proved they can beat the 49ers on the road. So it's like they should beat anybody. Because I don't see how anybody can guard them. Like, even though, like you said, Ken, they started off rusty. Should they let special teams get them back and they back against the wall and shit like that? Mm-hmm. It was a 10-10 game. Like, you would have thought, like, wasn't that going into the second quarter, going into the half? Like, it was like 10-10. Like, things didn't really turn out until, like, the second half. And you would think that Houston was, like, because they was locking up Lamar after that first touchdown that he had. Mm-hmm. They was really locking him up. And now you're seeing that, like, I feel like, because Lamar, you know how some players be saying, like, oh, yeah, I got the rust off me, or, like, I'm not as nervous or as jittery as I was early on in my career in the playoffs. I didn't realize that that's what was affecting him, because the way he's playing now is, like, it's effortless. Like, it's like he's playing a different game than anybody else right now. Like, I'm like, in obviously earlier in that game, it looked like, all right, damn, do they have him locked up? But then he just kind of figured it out in the second half, and it was like they couldn't stop him.
Yeah, he got sacked 3 times in that first. So it looked like it would be a much tighter game than what it ended up being.
Yeah, I agree. What up, Lou?
What's going on, Willis? How y'all doing?
Oh, this nigga sound like he talking on the burger mic at a damn fast food station.
That's that Temu mic.
It's from the Temu mic. This type of line has stop it.
It sound fucked up though, nigga.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me check. It was too far up. It should be all right now. What was y'all talking about?
We can barely hear you now.
Yeah, you turned it down too much now, nigga. Yeah, he talking about this top of the line, nigga. I guess you a bottom of the line nigga that is working that shit.
I'm talking about the mic, not me, nigga. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit better.
All right.
What you think about that Texans Ravens game, bro?
I think that was a Lamar-based game. Lamar did his thing in that game. It took him a while to get started up. I think I heard y'all saying that as I was coming in. But I do think that he showed that he's the most dominant. He was the most dominant player on the field. Like, C.J. Stroud didn't look bad, but Lamar showed it. Like, I'm going to put my – as he said in the press conference earlier this week, I'm going to put my feeling in this shit, and I ain't worried about none of that. I got this. I think he's going to carry that attitude all the way to the play. I mean, to the –
They gotta win the Super Bowl, don't they, Lou? Like, this is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is if he ever wins a Super Bowl, this gotta be the Super Bowl that he wins.
No, I'm saying, like, out of everybody remaining right now, who are you saying, like, because now you know we already know how this last game just ended. So there's only 4 teams left, technically.
Right.
Because we don't think nobody from the Bucks and the Lions is going to win.
No, we don't care about them. But yeah. Josh Allen on the same page as Lamar. He just don't have an MVP, right? And I don't mean he's as good as Lamar. I mean what people expect from him as far as winning
technically, yeah. Right. Well, so, actually, now, right now, Lamar is better than Josh Allen.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, that's hands down. I mean the expectations.
No, though. I'm saying now the resume has matched up now. Because I'm saying as far as like Lamar's thing was that Josh Allen doesn't, but I'm just saying Lamar's thing was he didn't have the playoff record. He had the MVPs, but he didn't have the playoff record. It's kind of like remember when Joker was winning all those MVPs, but he wasn't doing shit in the postseason. We ain't give a fuck about that nigga like that. It wasn't until the postseason happened. I'm like, all right, now he's doing something. That's the same thing that Lamar did this year. Like, he's finally in the AFC title game, which we all expected him to be, you know, or at least most of us did. And he's proven he got the monkey off his back, as Ken would say.
I don't think so yet, though, Nick. I don't think one victory does that. I think
I'm just talking about the appearance, because Josh Allen, all he did was go to one AFC title game. That was his fame. That's his fame to claim. That's the only thing he's ever did.
But the thing about it is how he played in that title game. That's what, even if Lamar loses this next game, he need to win. We already established that he should win this.
But when is Lamar not ball though? That's the thing. Like, he doesn't ball out in like
he balled in none of the other playoff games that they lost. That's why
I'm talking about now. Like, now I'm saying, like, when was the last time you saw Lamar Jackson not ball out this seat, like this year? Like, he been balling every game. Like, he just looks unconventional because it's like it'd be like 150 to 200 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and then 2 touchdowns rushing. Like, it's like, no one does that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he had 100 yards rushing in this game. He had 50 in the first half and 52 yards passing. And then he ended with, he had another 50, you know, in the second half. But he was completely dominant, and he made good reads. And man, that throw to Isaiah Likely, like, he put really good touch on the football and the athleticism. Mark Andrews can't do that shit. I don't.
But you talking about the touchdown or the dance afterwards?
both.
Nah. I think Mark. That's why Mark Andrews.
Those runs were dominant too. Like, the runs that Lamar had, they broke the Texans back. Each one of those long runs he had and the touchdown runs that he had, like, that broke they back, because they were like locking him up defensively. But once he got in his bag and started running, it was like, okay.
But it was a brilliant scheme, though. Like, I got to give credit to, we got, not the, you know, of course the Ravens did a thing, but D'Amico Ryans, bro, he caught a great game in that first half. Like, he, the way he was able to blitz Lamar and keep him in the pocket at the same time, like, that's some real creative shit. Obviously, it wasn't going to last long because it was just like, all right, we just got to do short, these short passes and then let it let the defense loosen up for him to run again. But he made it. The Texans made it a game that first half. Like, they had to come through with the second half adjustments. We was going to question John Harbaugh if he came through and laid an egg that second half. They ain't make no fucking adjustments.
Yeah, I think D'Amico Ryans,
I was riding.
Yeah, he been coaching his ass off all season.
Yeah,
D'Amico Ryans. Yeah,
and I still think Stroud played well. It was a lot of pressure, but I'm really just judging. And I think he just couldn't. He hasn't seen a defense like that. But I'm just always amazed by his pocket presence.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't recall. I don't think I've ever seen a rookie with that type of pocket presence. It's really incredible. So once he, like, now that he's seen that, and maybe he'll go back and look at the film, whatever, like, he just getting started. So imagine next year when he'll be able to add on and carve that defense.
They're the dangerous young team in the NFL next season. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think there's a, like, unless the Falcons, like, either get Justin Fields or, you know, get somehow, you know, come up, it's like, that's the team that I'm like, and that's crazy out for 1 year. That's the team that I'll be scared in the AFC for the next 5 to 8 years.
Which team are you more scared of, the Packers or the Texans? Like, who you think has the brighter future?
Oh, the Texans. The Packers is more like Jordan Love. Like, that last throw was like all I need to know about Jordan Love right now. Like that last, we're going to get to that game, but that last throw really pissed me off because, like, he played a phenomenal game up to that point, but it was just like what Ken was leading to, that pocket presence. It was just kind of like, why would you? It seems like that's a throw you make when you're just sporadic and just trying to make a fucking play. CJ would have been like, let me just play another down, because that wasn't even fourth down. Like, it was just like third down.
Second down. Timeouts.
Yeah, so it's just like you could make another play or even try to scramble or some shit like I don't know. It was just like, it was a goofball play, but
I think we hear now, man, like, that first game started out tight, but it ended up being a blowout. I think this was obviously the better game throughout. And we got a lot of things answered. You know, we got some streaks broken. It's that last throw, Nick. I've been on the program. I'm saying, when he gets under pressure, those Hail Mary, close my eyes, throw the ball down the field, that shit ain't gonna last.
And I thought that was how he just throws the ball, because it's just like, he played a really great game up until that point. Like, there was nothing that you could really say for a guy who's still this is his rookie year, because this is his first year starting. Like,
what makes it a great game? Because I think him and Purdy were basically the same.
Well, Purdy's been in the league he's been in these situations longer. It's shocking how bad Purdy played to me still. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, like, come on, Lou. Let's keep it a bean. He's the veteran. He's been in deep playoff games.
Oh, bro, stop it, man. This is
the way
he got hurt in the playoff game last year.
The way they talk about Purdy is that he should be seasoned for these games. He is the QB that they've been waiting on for them to take him over the top, right? That's the whole point. Nick, but Purdy.
Nick's defense. Jordan Love did outplay Brock Purdy in this game for the most part.
The throws that Jordan Love made,
they were relatively equal, man. They were relatively
equal.
Yes,
they were equal.
Not equal.
The sideline throw to Dobbs early in that game.
Throw.
That was good. The dart to Dobbs in the middle of the field to get him that touchdown.
Purdy had some great plays.
Purdy
on third
threw up. If Ayuk over the middle and the 15 over the middle.
Purdy threw, should have thrown about 4 interceptions in this game.
Purdy had a pick six. Let's say Purdy had a pick six to start the game. Purdy had a pick six.
The Purdy agenda is nasty. Y'all need to
stop. It is, Mike.
Y'all are crazy.
Lou, did he not?
Them guys went out there and played the exact same game. The 49ers just happened to have a better football team. That's why they walked away with the win.
The 49ers happened to have a better kicker. That's all it was.
49ers kicker missed the field goal, too.
This
he got no. He got his field goal blocked. He got his field goal blocked. That's a better special teams player.
This game came down to four plays, and I'll tell you the four plays really quickly. And I don't even have to write this down or nothing. But the first one was that fourth down, that fourth and one, the sneak that Green Bay had to.
They cheated Green Bay out of it.
Yeah, they did, because that was the first down that looked like on the screen for me. Anyway, I didn't go back and look. But that fourth and one, that missed field goal, of course, the interception Jordan Love threw in the middle of the field. Now, that was terrible.
That was a bad throw. That was a bad throw. Because he was
throwing high. Yeah, the last one. Those four plays dictated the outcome of this game. You take any one of those away, and it goes the other way.
But that's my thing is this, that's a seven seed quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like Brock Purdy, they're the first overall seed. Like you would think that, I don't know, you would think that offense, like what does that mean though?
It doesn't mean anything.
It does mean something. It means something as far as
Brock Purdy was drafted the last pick in the draft, and then you have Jordan Love who was drafted in the second round.
He was drafted in the first round. That's how shitty you think
he's better.
You don't even know. That's what I don't even know what round he was drafted. That's how irrelevant he is to you, nigga.
But you're telling me that the first team versus the 17th meta. Like he was more talented and he always been more talented than Brock Purdy.
I hate when y'all do this because y'all acting stupid. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Sheldon, who was in the lead for the MVP this season? Was it Jordan Love or was it Brock Purdy?
It was Brock Purdy.
Okay,
Brock
so then what the fuck are we Love talking about?
Why is he 30 touchdown passes this season? He damn near led the NFL.
Why is the MVP looking as bad as a first round pick that no one thought was supposed to be a first round pick?
Less than a year ago, who? Jordan Love was a mistake in most people's eyes.
Y'all have been the first saying half all of the year season. How Brock Purdy isn't the quarterback. Y'all have been saying that all year.
And the first half
y'all have
of
been
season.
Saying how Kyle Shanahan was arrogant and this ain't the dude that he should have in his offense and he should still be getting the quarterback. Nick, you've been on Kyle Shanahan head all year.
And now
Brock Purdy is all of a sudden better than, like, you can't act like he a better prospect than Jordan Love.
I didn't say a better in prospect. I'm saying that I didn't expect Brock Purdy to play this shitty worse than Jordan Love.
They played the exact same.
When we did our weekly picks, I picked the San Francisco 49ers. You look through the chat. I'm talking glowingly about Brock Purdy because I'm like, they can't lose this game. If they would have lost this game, Lou, I would be yelling right now. I'm trying to be calm right now because I'm low key pissed because Jordan Love threw that goofball shit. And I had a case. Ken, I had stacks of papers. I had a whole dissertation ready for Tuesday. Ready for Tuesday.
Here's my thing. I think they play pretty much the same. I think Green Bay and Love got a lot of lucky breaks. I think Jordan Love made some incredible throws. But Jordan Love folded and started choking in the second half.
He did.
And shit, Nick, even you said it. And Purdy threw about two or three picks. Purdy had some really bad erratic throws. But once Debo went out the game, Purdy played damn near like I expected because he lost a big weapon. But at the end of the day, two things happened. He had a game-winning drive, and Shanahan finally broke that damn ridiculous-ass streak he had. And Jordan Love had a chance to go on a game-winning drive, but the one thing he does when he's under pressure or he just gets out of the pocket, his nemesis is he makes those goofy-ass throws.
He had two potential game-winning drives. The first one was the missed field goal, and then the second one was the interception.
Right.
Because to me, it's like if I was Matt LaFleur, I would have went for it. Because you were right. They were right there. Like, it was just kind of like, I would have went for it instead of kicking the field goal. I know kicking the field goal would have been is a safe thing, but I would have went for that touchdown because they kept going, getting down within the red zone and then settling for field goals. Like, this game really shouldn't have been that close. If it wasn't for that, like Sheldon called that fucked up fourth down call, and if it wasn't for this missed field goal, we're talking about possibly a 14-point swing. You know what I mean? Like, that's
I mean, and I
know we're talking about ifs. I'm just saying that there's certain. I'm bringing up those ifs because I'm saying Matt LaFleur should have been more aggressive. Like, this is a chance to go to the fucking NFC title game with a damn rookie like QB, basically. Like,
right. Well, here's the thing. Like, I said in the chat, I think Shanahan was out coached. I think Green Bay.
It's better than lead the
game.
Yeah.
They controlled the whole game, you know, throughout. But Love made two mistakes, y'all. We can't ignore the interceptions. One was a high pass, and then the last one. Mm-hmm. Like, Love lost the game for them. He played well. He played good enough. But if you look at their stats are damn near identical. Purdy elevated his stats on the game-winning drive. And then, but prior to that,
no, the thing is with Kyle Shanahan is like what I told y'all in the chat too. Like, he's gonna run the ball a lot in the second half because he's looking at Purdy and he's like, bro, if I keep leaning on this motherfucker, he gonna throw a pick.
But he didn't run the ball. In the second half. And that's why I'm surprised.
C-Mac had I don't know how many carries he had, but I know he had hella carries and he had two tutties.
He didn't run the ball as much.
C-Mac won this fucking game for the 49ers. It wasn't Purdy. As much as you're saying Purdy got the game winning drive, which I do agree he got him down there, but C-Mac is the whole reason why this game was never gonna be out of hand.
No. What was I saying in the chat? At one point, McCaffrey only had 11 carries. He had 73 yards. And all I kept saying is, why? And Spike even said it. Why is Shanahan trying to have Purdy win the game? I kept saying over and over again, why isn't CMC getting more carries? Why are they not running the ball? But
man, he averaged 6 yards a carry tonight.
But he had
17 carries for 98 yards.
Yeah, he had 17 carries.
And he probably had 70 yards after the first hit.
I'm surprised, Nick, with you taking the stance against Purdy versus the one with Shanahan. Like, you, that take about Shanahan that you've had all season seemed more right than saying Brock Purdy didn't play well. Like, Shanahan got his ass kicked in this game. It just so happened that he had the better football.
So I'm just saying,
we're like, talking about from a coaching scheme standpoint. LaFleur has been coaching his ass off for the last 2 weeks.
LaFleur this season proved he's a good to great coach now. Like, he moved up a tier for me. So that's I think we all can agree on that. But to me, if you're asking me to be impressed by 252 yards and a tutty by a quarterback who was supposed to lead his team to the Super Bowl, I'm sorry, I'm not impressed.
Impressed by Jordan Love?
I was impressed by Jordan Love as far as like, how he carried himself throughout that game. He fucked up at the end. I'm just talking about like Jordan Love looked like the better QB for a majority of this game. Yeah. I think the eye test is
wrong. I don't agree with that.
I'm not talking about the stats.
Matt LaFleur looked like a better coach.
I'm gonna get some facts real quick on that last drive, but go ahead, Shelton.
I was gonna say Brock Purdy had better stats, and I get that. He really did have a better game going through, and his stats were much better. It just was. Jordan Love made some terrible mistakes, but the game just looked better on the Green Bay side. You were on the road, and they really controlled this game most of the way. And like I said, the bottom line is those mistakes cost them. That's mm-hmm. what it boils down to. You cannot make key mistakes the one thing you can't do as a quarterback is turn the ball over, and that's the one thing that he did a couple times when it mattered the most. So yeah, it just cost him the game. That's why we're here now having this discussion.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On that last drive, it was a 12-play drive. Christian McCaffrey ran the ball 3 times. Christian McCaffrey, first carry, he ran the ball for 2 yards. The second carry, he ran the ball for 3 yards. And, of course, we know the touchdown, which he ran for 6. How in the hell, out of 12 plays, did he end up winning the game outside of that drive? Who scrambled to get them into the position for him to run the ball in? Who made that throw to the outside of Conley like that? Damn, come on, man. What I want us to do is, Nick, you've been criticizing him about not being able to do game-winning drives. I've said that they've been even. I said that Purdy didn't play well the game. But he stepped up when it mattered the most. And I don't understand why we're not giving this guy his credit.
All I'm saying, first of all, when I talked about C-Mac in the game, I'm talking about the whole game, Ken. I ain't talking about just
I'm talking about when it mattered the most.
So I'm talking about when C-Mac made that big run. What was it, like a 40-yard run to a touchdown? To get them back into the game when they was down, that engine started with C-Mac. And then when he sealed the deal with his second touchdown, he had more touchdowns than Brock
Purdy.
No, he had more touchdowns than Brock Purdy in the game in general. Those are facts. So that's where I'm giving C-Mac more credit. Now, when you're talking about Brock Purdy, he should not be throwing the ball 39 times because he did not look like a 39-time quarterback because he almost had two picks.
That's Shanahan. That's what you've been saying all season.
My thing is, I don't care about when I'm talking about Brock Purdy, I'm talking about that we already know what he is. So let's not get it twisted. So when I hear people talk high about him, I bring up these situations and scenarios to remind y'all who he is. Now, when you want to talk about Kyle Shanahan, when you want to talk about the Kyle Shanahan aspect of it, I already know what he's gonna try to do. He's going to try to prove that he is the evil genius and the mastermind, and I can use this quarterback within this scheme and to succeed. When we know that when it comes down to when it's going to get to a tougher team, not a seven seed, that shit is not going to work.
But that was that right there, what you're saying is true, and that was the whole reason that this game was even close. To Ken's point, had they been running RMC like they should have all game, this probably would have been a blowout for the 49ers. Shanahan being a dickhead trying to make Brock Purdy win this game, and that's the reason that it was close. That's the reason that we even crediting Jordan Love for having a good game. It was Kyle Shanahan. It wasn't Brock Purdy. We never expected Brock Purdy to come out there and beat Joe Montana. He did what he needed to do, and he put a game-winning drive together to win the game at the end, despite having to throw the ball 39 times.
MVP candidate.
Running back with 2,000 yards in the backfield. So 18 carries in a playoff game? What is that?
But that's my thing. Is like, what do y'all want me to give credit for? Like, is he supposed to be an MVP candidate, or is he a garbage can that can just throw the ball?
Winning the game. Nick.
Overcoming adverse, we're talking about a playoff game to go to the divisional round, and we're talking about a game-winning drive. Aren't you the same guy that used to talk to us over and over again about Ritter? Mm-hmm. Ritter would have game-winning drive, and everything else didn't matter.
Shelton, can you ask me a question? Why are they yelling at me like I'm going against anything that what they really say? I started off saying Jordan Love fucked up, right? Mm-hmm. I picked the San Francisco 49ers in our weekly picks to win this game. I said in the chat that the 49ers have to win this game. There's no way they lose this game. So I get everything what y'all saying. I'm just saying that if y'all asking me to evaluate what I saw, Brock Purdy ain't really do that much shit.
He won the game. That's what he did.
The 49ers won the game. I'll say that. Nigga. I ain't going that far.
They won the game despite Kyle Shanahan doing his best to sabotage them to lose.
I did not expect Kyle Shanahan to get knocked out the first round. That's what I'm saying. Kyle Shanahan is good enough.
He was coaching like he wanted to.
Kyle Shanahan is good enough to goofball his way out of the first round. Now, this second round matchup, the championship matchup is going to be very interesting, especially to seeing who the Lions have to win. Yeah, the Lions have
to win. He ain't got to worry about the Lions or the Bucks. They can do what they did against the Lions or the Bucks tonight and win by 14 points.
If the Bucks win, beat the Lions, first of all, that says a lot about Detroit. And second of all, that means that the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. So it's just like that's a lock.
I think they're going regardless of who wins that game.
If the Lions get there, I think they can dice their ass up because the Packers gave you the blueprint on how to carve up that. I've been told y'all the 49ers secondary is cheeks. Ward number seven, he's only one nigga. And Shelton, last time I checked, you got to have four DBs back there at all times, at least. And the rest of them cheeks. They have Romeo Dobbs. Romeo Dobbs out there looking like fucking Greg Jennings.
Melton, whatever his name was. He was eating his lunch.
That secondary can get carved up with time. And what we know about the Packers and the Lions is they both have good offensive lines. So if Jared Goff out of anybody, if you give him time, he carving you up. That's the number one thing. Now when he's under pressure, he's shitball. So the 49ers will have the advantage there if they can get to him. But if he gets time to throw, he's carving them motherfuckers up.
Did LaFleur choke the game away?
Nah, Jordan, he caught a perfect game. He didn't.
Because even that kick was supposed to have made that, and they were supposed to have been in a different position
He put him all in a position to win. The players
didn't fuck that game up.
Yeah, the
kicker and Jordan Love fucked that game up.
Yeah, you can say it, yeah.
No coach would tell your quarterback to throw across your body, especially in a playoff game. What are you doing?
And even the announcer said it when he threw it. He was like, Jordan Love admitted throughout the week when they did their player interviews that sometimes he made plays like that. He's like, sometimes I go out there and do the Brett Favre. Like, no, bro, we don't want you to do that. We don't want you to do that at all.
Yeah, you got to protect the football.
That was because like he threw it to Watson, but it was like there was three other niggas in front of Watson. It was just kind of like, what
do that away? Even if you didn't throw it to Watson, just throw that away, bro.
Cam Newton said it best, man. Be a game manager in that situation. Just manage the game. Don't turn the ball over and keep your team with a chance to win. Just keep them on the field. And that's what Brock Purdy does. Brock Purdy does a great job of that. He'll make the play, timely plays. He does when he needs to. And other than that, he just keep his team on the field. Make sure he get the ball in the right place. That's all you got to do.
Mm. Well, I thought it was a wrap for them tonight because Green Bay definitely looked like the better, more focused, more like they were ready to play.
Yep.
And shit, more seasoned, like they had been there before. I was really surprised by their composure. And I mean, shit, even though statistically it looked well, Jordan Love, you know, up until the third, fourth quarter, he was making some, you know, pretty good decisions, but he just started fucking up. It was right around, I think, in the chat. I think Kyle or somebody said Purdy playing like ass or something like that, and then Love went out and did the same thing, and it was just like Jesus.
Bro, Christ. I was ready to buy a Jordan Love jersey if he was going to do this. I was ready, or at least Antonio or Romeo Dobbs. That's what I'm thinking. But man.
They honestly both looked shook though at times because both of them was missing high. It may have been because of the rain. It could have been, but
It was bad rain, but still.
I mean, Rob Costa, Jordan Love was not balling, bro. He was not balling. No,
he got shook. There was a point in the game when you could
tell. No, he said that three drives were bad. Before that, Jordan Love was balling. If you call that balling, I don't know what the hell you.
He had a solid game, is what I would call it.
He was super high.
Yeah, he was solid.
Jordan Love had the third best performance of the night. I would put Lamar Jackson and CJ Stroud above him.
For a first time starter in the playoffs on the road in that condition, he did what you expect him to do. He did a good job. Like I said, he did a really. I ain't got no problems with how he played.
He's a franchise QB. He's a franchise QB. You can build off of him.
Yes, you can. He proved himself to belong in this game, and I'll say that about him. That's why I say he played a good game. He gave you every chance to win. He just made mistakes when you needed him not to.
This is
a rookie, just being young.
This is what a balling quarterback is. 21 to 34 for 194 yards and two touchdowns and two picks, including the pick to end the game.
And a 72.4
game rating. We watching Jordan Love or hate Jalen Hurts, bro. And Jordan Love is better than that. So I don't want to shit on Jordan Love. I was impressed by his composure. He played well up until they needed him to. And he played well last game. He's played well the second half of the season. But we're not going to overrate this performance.
And it's not overrated. It's just saying the eye test that he looked like the better quarterback. For the majority of this game, he looked like the better quarterback.
He did. For the majority of this
game. Better than Brock.
Yeah, Brock Purdy. That's why I said I was surprised by it.
Isn't that to be expected, though? He's always been projected as the better quarterback. It's only since Brock Purdy has slipped into this role of the 49ers quarterback that we would even consider him in a conversation with Jordan Love. Jordan Love was a first-round pick. He replaced Aaron Rodgers. What are we talking about?
He didn't replace Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers left.
like I said that, Lou, you can't really say that because everybody was saying that Jordan Love was a mistake and everybody expected
No one was saying that but Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was the only person saying that. And they shipped him out of town for saying that.
I thought Jordan Love was done.
Everybody said it, right? And everybody expected San Francisco, especially over halfway through the season to be a Super Bowl lock. Nobody even questioned San Francisco.
Yeah, but it wasn't because of Brock Purdy, though. It was in
spite of. He was the MVP candidate. Yes, it was.
He was a top three MVP
candidate. That was an MVP candidate. Bro. Where they at?
It was
Brock Purdy. Well, Dak was too. Where they at? They got embarrassed by Jordan Love last week.
If you had told me in week 12 Jordan Love would be hanging with Brock Purdy, I'd be like, you crazy. And well, not me, because
what?
I didn't think much of either one, but at the same time, most people think you're crazy.
So don't even say what you was going to say, because it's a lie. All season you've been shitting on Brock Purdy. Why would you think in week 12? Oh, man, him and Jordan Love going to go toe-to-toe. You would be like, Jordan Love to win.
See, Lou, Sheldon, you let Lou take you away from your main point. You got a good main point. No matter what you're saying, Lou, the MVP candidate was outplayed by a first-year starter for the majority of that game. I did not expect that. I did not expect that. That's all. Those are the facts of it. Those are the facts.
Brock Purdy been starting?
How many playoff games Brock Purdy started? One. That's a lot of experience to me. No, it's more than one.
One, because he got knocked out. Was it one or two?
It's more than one. This is his fourth. This is his fourth playoff.
It's not. It may seem like it because he's on such a good team, but it's not.
No, because he played. He beat Seattle. He played. He got knocked out in that Philly game, and then
That's one game. This is the second one, just like it's Jordan Love's second one.
This is third game.
So he got one more game. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I forgot. I thought he played that.
He's more of a veteran.
That Cowboys game. He had that Cowboys game. This is like his fourth playoff game. Yeah.
What?
That Cowboys game where Zeke Elliott, that last game as a Cowboy, he played it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Brock Purdy been in a lot of playoff games, bro.
That's only three games.
That's four that games. Is this games. Is his. This four. Is the fourth
one
game.
Game
are you, are, wait,
one
are,
game are, more than Jordan Love.
He has
he, counting the game he didn't play in, the game that he got hurt, and then
he started. He started that game.
How many plays? We are really counting that.
He started.
He said, "Nick, you're a girl, man. That's hilarious."
I just want to know how deep the agenda and bias go. It's not a bias.
Very deep. Pause. It's really like deep, man.
I didn't say what his playoff record is. I just said how many playoff games he's been in.
Okay.
All right. Y'all insane.
Well, it was more than Jordan Love. That is a fact. That's an undeniable fact. So you know, it is what it is, but. Nah, I mean, you know, we had a great game. And
who was we, nigga?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you're here jumping shit, boy.
Well, I meant like great games in terms of like the games we watch. I don't belong to any of these teams. I don't give a damn about any of them. For a majority of that game, I thought the damn Packers were going to win. Before y'all got on, I had the title of the show, Packers Beat the Niners. That's what I was thinking about this game.
I was ready to change it. I was ready to change my name to Gucci Mane LaFleur, bro.
Gucci Mane
LaFleur.
LaFleur's impressed me the most out of anybody in all of these playoffs. Like, he's impressed me more than any player or other coach.
Nah, Todd Bowles. I can't even lie. Todd Bowles. LaFleur is number two, but Todd Bowles. I did not expect that Baker Mayfield would win that game.
Todd Bowles will never get an ounce of credit from me. I ain't even gonna hold you. I mean, it was the Eagles. It was like we've been saying. Me and Kim been saying that all season.
NFC East hate.
I picked the Bucks. I knew Todd Bowles was coming through. That Baker Mayfield. Shout out to them.
You picked Green Bay. You picked Green Bay.
No, I picked Tampa Bay. I picked the other Bay. Kick y'all ass.
That's why he picked Green Bay to win.
Nah, Lou did.
Lou feel vindicated because Jordan Love lost. That's what that Purdy Love is from.
No,
Lou, you picked Green Bay to beat the Niners.
I'm looking it up now. I can't remember.
Somebody picked Green Bay. I remember.
I don't think none of us did, dude.
I know. I picked 49ers. I picked the Ravens, the Chiefs, the 49ers, and I picked Tampa Bay.
I picked Houston.
FIFO may have been there. Or the other guy was there. FIFA homeboy was there. He may have picked him too.
Yeah, but he wasn't on the graphic.
Yeah, he went on the graphic. You're right.
Anyway, they saying you picked Green Bay, Nick.
I picked Green Bay.
That's what Rob said.
Probably with the hate that you have for Kyle Shanahan, I could see that. Kyle Shanahan hate the
I thought I only picked Green Bay for the bets. I had a parlay on them. That's why I'm also pissed off. Damn.
If I pick Green Bay, I can't believe you not. I can't believe you didn't come in here like giving Kyle Shanahan hell because he deserves.
No, I trust Kyle Shanahan. He's a good head coach, bro. He ain't gonna lose that game.
He embarrassed himself today.
It's all about getting the dub. Like if he would, I would have had everything to say if he would have lost. But since he
looked like Mike McCarthy out there today. Like he got coached like Mike McCarthy got out coached.
Kyle Shanahan got the at the end of the day stats that he needed to get to where no one could really say shit. Looking back at this game, he got C-Mac the ball. He got 2 touchdowns. He didn't. Brock Purdy didn't turn the ball over. The defense got 2 takeaways. Like everything he got at the end of the day, he could say this is what happened in the game, and I'm Kyle Shanahan. Now, if he would have lost that game, then yes, I'm saying everything that y'all saying, but it's kind of like it's a mute point because it's kind of like they already won, so it didn't matter. The better team won.
I don't know. He looked awful to me. I thought he was an idiot. I was calling him out in the chat, like, why are you having Purdy throw the ball? I do not understand it.
He can't go in a shootout with Jared Goff, though. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that right now. They do not want to shoot out with Jared Goff.
Debo's great.
Because Jared's
crazy to say.
Well, I'm not. It's not. It doesn't really sound crazy to say because Jared Goff went out. He had a shootout with Patty.
These teams kind of
back in the day, nigga. Like, don't act like
back in the day.
Real talk.
They kind of mirror each other. You got explosive backs on both sides. You got a dominant wide receiver in St. Brown on the one side, and then you got Ayuk on the other side. You got 2 good tight ends, Laporta.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this could be a shootout.
You got defensive ends that are nasty and make plays. Aiden Hutchinson and
both got shitty secondaries.
Yeah, they do. They both got questionable secondaries. So
y'all are giving the Lions a chance.
Yeah, if it's a shootout, I'll give the Lions a chance. If this is like how it was in the Green Bay game, ugly like 13-7 or not, I give that to the 49ers because they'll win. They can win the ugly game.
But well, the Lions got to get there first, y'all.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. They got to win first.
What you mean, Ken?
Baker might come through, baby.
Baker ain't doing shit. Baker, if Baker wins this game, Cleveland is gonna be rolling over in their graves because they're gonna be like, so hot as they should be. Because they're gonna be like, damn, we gave up on a nigga that we picked number 1 overall.
Right. There's no, Todd Bowles would be surprised they won.
Todd Bowles coach of the year. If he get them to the NFC Championship game,
that confused look. He don't deserve no credit. he's just out there.
All it's gonna take for Mike Evans to go crazy, and they got a chance. And Mike Evans has the capability to do so.
That's it.
Mike Evans is a dog, but he drops the people don't look at all the drops he got. They talk about Tyreek Hill, but he be having some goofball drops. He had a goofball drop in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. That's our thoughts on the game. The 2 games tonight. Definitely a thriller in San Francisco. The first game, first half, but yeah, we're gonna leave it there, man. Appreciate y'all chopping it up and everybody tuning in to watch. And we'll be back tomorrow. I'll definitely go live tomorrow to talk about
the potential Black Bowl.
Yeah,
Patty gotta get there.
Who plays first, real quick? The Chiefs.
No, they play last. That's the 6:30 game. The first game they're getting the ugly game, the Bucks and the Lions out early.
we'll be done recording.
Get this shit out of the way.
Watch that one.
Yeah.
I don't think that will come on at like 5:30 though, 4:30, something like that.
I think it's like 6:30.
No. The Bucks game come out at 3:00. Then it's after 6:30 is like the Chiefs game.
Okay. Hey Derek, I'll see if B can jump on if the Lions win. It depends because we gotta
watch football again. I know his punk ass been lying this whole time. Like he's still with Kaepernick and shit.
He be watching the football.
he definitely watching his Lions post. If the Lions go to the NFC Championship game, he in there. Him walk and around, his daddy.
Walk around the house, no shirt on, that man's watching them games.
All right, well, we'll catch y'all next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.